Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's get out to that Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Let's talk to Dave Hyde from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Dave, good morning. Thanks for the time. And guess what? Just like we all predicted, 3-0 Dolphins heading into Cincinnati. Everything working exactly like we all planned it.
I've been coming on this show for two decades, and finally I get to talk about good news with the Dolphins, right? I mean, this is the fun part about it.
No coaching change, right? Right.
All the Patriots writers are writing books and being on national television about their team all these years. Now all these I see what a winning team means. All these national shows are calling up, needing interviews and all this stuff. So anybody who says they don't like covering a winner rather than a loser hasn't been around the Dolphins for two decades.
Right. That's exactly what it is. I mean, you could tell that, and I'm sure I can imagine your phone or email ringing off the hook, especially after the last couple wins, just incredible. I know we talked to you after Baltimore, but after this Bills win, something that hasn't happened in a couple years, and not just losing to the Bills, but realistically getting your butt whooped by them a bunch where they're just pushing it in at the end of the game. And Joe used to bring this up literally up until game time, Josh Allen running like a sweep in the fourth quarter and Christian Wilkins getting all up in his face, and it got bad. And then it kind of leaked into this game a little bit, but they beat the Bills. You do what you're supposed to do, and you beat the best team in the league, or supposed best team in the league. This Dolphins team, to a point, looks legit.
Yeah, and you're seeing some of that. I mean, some of the plan come into fruition from McDaniel putting his arm around Tua this offseason, and Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's now on the Amazon, he talked about that yesterday, about how Tua is playing with a lot more confidence right now. And he credits the coach for a lot of that. And he said, and Tyreek Hill. You know, it's always good to have somebody like that to throw to.
Sure.
But from McDaniel, how he's started to, you know, with Tua and that partnership, to the speed that you're seeing across the roster, to last week, Josh Boyer's defense again, you know, set up an easy touchdown, and then they had the goal line stand. So the wins the last 2 weeks aren't exactly how you might script them, in that they're down 21 points in the fourth quarter against Baltimore, and the statistical sheet, the Buffalo just dominated the game. But you see them make a lot of winning plays that you haven't seen in recent years.
You know, everyone keeps saying, but, and in the Bills game, we had something that we haven't seen before.
There's a but, too, in there,
butt,
right.
Punt. But I think, you know, I don't know which commentator said it, but he goes, you know, you should take a safety here and then punt the ball away. And I'm like, for what? Now you give them the opportunity to kick a field goal and win the game, and then all of a sudden we do have the butt punt. And then he actually makes up for Morsehead by booming a 70-yard punt and putting him inside the 15.
Right.
But let's get back into the Tua talk and this McDaniel talk. You know, well, how has it worked with a quarterback that obviously can't throw the ball downfield, can't, you know, move around in the pocket? You know, what is that relationship that's given Tua so much confidence? Is it just McDaniels? Is it Tyreek Hill? Is it a little bit of everything? And this offensive line is actually giving him some time.
Yeah, it wasn't working with Brian Flores and him, I guess. I mean, from the tough love of Flores. And I'm not one of those bashing Flores. I thought, you know, he did great with that roster. He won two winning seasons. But his method was tough love, you know. And again, Fitzpatrick talked about yesterday about he came in and his idea was to put pressure on Tua, so that he would respond in games to that pressure. You know, he would know he would be prepared for it. And McDaniel's come in a different tact, and it's worked. And let's be honest, it's helped. All of a sudden, you have Tron Armstead at left tackle neutralizing Von Miller in that game. You have Hill, the most electric receiver in football, out there now, and Waddle in his second year. You know, so you got a and an offensive scheme that makes sense. The one question always with Flores last year was, who's calling the plays? Remember that where we were last year at this
right.
point? Who's calling the plays? What's
Three
going on with
guys.
The offense?
Right.
Yeah. So McDaniel's come in and they have a good system. The 49, if you watch the 49ers game Sunday night, I went from watching the Dolphins to the 49ers, and I'm thinking, I'm seeing the same offense. And it is. And it's a good offense. You know, Jimmy Johnson talks about the running game of the 49ers was the best from a philosophy standpoint, running game in the NFL, setting up blocks and angles for running backs and you know what they're doing to the defense and that stuff. So we haven't really seen the running game with the Dolphins, but you're sure seeing the passing game.
Yeah, and I just think it's interesting the way that McDaniel came in here with that and with the run game. I don't like we me and Joe talk about it. I don't like the fact that because of the fact the run game isn't there yet. Some people are like, oh, well, this genius came in and was going to tell us he could run the ball, and they haven't run the ball yet. You're not concerned, are you? Because I'm not concerned because guess what? The passing game is working so great right now, or it has at least, you know, in that Baltimore game, and it was sufficient in the Buffalo game. I know it's going to end up being a topic of conversation every week if they're not running for $150, but I'm not concerned. Are you concerned by that?
The 3-0, every
right.
concern is wrapped under that. But you look, you would like to see them run the ball more, okay? But that can be worked out as you're winning games. So there's a lot of issues with the Dolphins. If you're saying, okay, where do we want to be in November? There's things you got to improve. Just look at Buffalo was what, 9 of 16 on third downs
yep.
last week. So
right.
that's a thing you want to improve. So there's the things you want to improve: the running game, some of the defense getting off the field. But that's all wrapped under the headline that there's 3-0, and it's a lot better to try to improve when you're winning games than when you're not winning games.
You know, the Dolphins go into the Bengals tomorrow night, and I think obviously most people would say the Dolphins are one of the most surprising teams this year, and I guess that people would say the Bengals are the most disappointing teams with losses to the Steelers, a backup quarterback in the Cowboys, and finally a win against the Jets. Are the Bengals the most disappointing team, and, you know, what's wrong with them right now?
Well, I think they solved some things last week against the Jets. You saw a little more of Joe Burrow getting back to Joe Burrow. He only got sacked 2 times that game as opposed to the 5 of the previous game. So, look, that's the number one issue if I'm Cincinnati, is they have 4 new offensive linemen, and they better start getting it right or Joe Burrow is going to get hurt again like he did, you know, his first year. And it's just not sustainable to be taking the number of – I think he's getting quarterback pressured on one of every 3 passes, which is by far the most in the NFL right now. And that's not even counting the sacks, obviously. They lead I think it's averaging 5 a game. Mm-hmm. And so there it is. That'll be the first matchup to watch. Josh Boyer dialing up the blitzes. And how Cincinnati picks them up, or do they not? And the defense again has a big play.
This is like the Almost Bowl in a different universe. Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase are the quarterback and wide receiver for the Dolphins, and Tua and Waddle maybe are on that Cincinnati team. It's very it's interesting to see this matchup come up with all the talk the last couple of years of Joe Burrow and trade all the picks for Burrow and get that number one pick and everything coming out. I just think it's going to be interesting to see this coming up. I want to switch just gears a little bit to the Miami Hurricanes a little bit.
Come on.
I'm sorry. I had to bring it up.
I know.
It was fun. That conversation was going so fun, too.
I know. Listen, I want to bring it up because you know everything. Well, first off, I can't wait to bring up my Marlins thing with you either, but that's coming up here in a minute or two. Obviously, the loss to Middle Tennessee State stunk, and Texas A&M you can almost live with at that point because of the way they played, and they probably outplayed them for a little bit. But that Middle Tennessee State loss at this point, that is one of the worst losses I've seen this Hurricanes team take in a couple of years. I know Mario's got an uphill battle making this his team again, but what do you think about that loss, and how much do you think this could hurt this team going forward if this is one of those slides that sometimes these Hurricane teams go on?
Well, that was, Manny Diaz lost to FIU, and that I put it in that category.
Right.
That's the worst loss.
What the heck happened? Yeah, I didn't even go to the game because I was previewing the Dolphins-Bills game, thinking, oh, that's not going to be worth going to that game. Just because, like everybody else, I didn't think Middle Tennessee would be a measuring stick or a defining point of the honeymoon ending here. Look, it doesn't mean – I think coming into this year, if you're around UM, you talking to people, you thought, okay, he doesn't have this program how he wants it. There's a lot of work he wants to do here, and this won't be a defining year. It'll be a building year. And but I didn't think it would be a – they'd have a loss like that where they didn't really just lose. They got run off the field. And Parks, and now they're quarterback. You got what's going on there. So they got a lot of questions nobody expecting them to have at this point.
Yeah, great time to have a bye week. And, I'm going to go ahead and shift again and get away from the Hurricanes. It's a twist in my heart right now since I was at the game.
This is like a hurricane right here, yeah.
And speaking of Hurricanes, we do have Ian off the West Coast right now and, hoping everyone stays safe. But,
please, right.
We were talking earlier about Hurricane snacks. Dave, what's your go-to Hurricane snack?
Wow, I like
this. What
is this.
The must food you would have in the house right now?
Hurricane snack. Well, I got a box of I don't know if this fits as a box of granola bars from Costco, and which means it's about 8,000 different types of granola bars. So I'll be heading to that. I'll be reaching into that. But the good part is we don't have to. The fortunate part for us is we're looking at 30 mile per hour winds and not 155 mile an hour winds,
goodness.
Which is that monster's putting out right now.
Yeah, pray for all the people there in Fort Myers and on the West Coast all the way up at that point. All right, speaking of praying for him, we're going to pray for the Marlins for a second because yesterday I saw something come out that I had to look twice. Then I had to see if it was something from like that Onion website just in case because I thought it was fake. The Marlins put out something yesterday, a little poster on social media. It said, calling all Mets fans for once, cheer on the Marlins. Hashtag beat Atlanta. Atlanta versus the Marlins coming up here October 3rd through 5th at Lone Depot Park with a buy ticket symbol underneath. That's where we got to with the Marlins. That's where we're at right now.
Well, it's we were there with the Panthers for years. The Dolphins had a ton of Bills games. And the thing I hate about South Florida is just that. But it's odd recruiting them to come out. On the other hand, it's more fun to have somebody at the stadium than nobody, isn't it? And so, sure, go out there, Mets fans, and maybe the Marlins can afford a reliever next year.
Right. We'll see, right? A reliever. Like, that's what we'll get to at that point. Dave, Bengals and Dolphins coming up Thursday night. Should be a fun one. And by the way, if you're out there, there's a book, and Dave Hyde's part of it with Jimmy Johnson, called Swagger, Super Bowls, Brass Balls, and Footballs, a memoir that Dave helped Jimmy write. And it's out there right now, so go get it. Swagger, the book. Go order it and help
fun.
Dave Hyde.
It's fun. Jimmy was on with Peyton Manning Monday night.
I saw
about
it, right.
It was a fun, as you can imagine, going down talking to Jimmy all the time and getting him, he's on we're on the same side, and he'll say anything that's on that he remembers and on his mind. It was a blast to do.
All right, go buy the book so we can get more than granola bars in Dave Hyde's house. Dave,
there we go.
Thank you very much for the time as always, buddy. We love it.
All right, Zach.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.